Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real life challenges that you are facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. On this week's Ask Me Anything episode, Isabella asks, how do we stop comparing ourselves to pretty girls or popular girls? How do we overcome our insecurities? These are such great questions, Isabella, because let me tell you, not only have I struggled with this exact thing, but I think about 99% of the girls that I've coached struggled with this as well. I used to be the queen of comparison. Every single time I would walk into a room, the first thing that I would do is search out who was in the room. I was not from a family who had a lot of money. We got new clothes about once a year, like right before school started, and they weren't from the mall. They were the cheapest clothes that we could buy. So as you can probably tell, they weren't the nicest clothes or the newest trends, and I hated it. So I would walk into a room and I would look around and see everybody around me. And I would constantly compare myself to those who are around me. And it wasn't from a standpoint of I'm better than you, but a standpoint of, man, I wish I had whatever. I remember one time I was in middle school, and instead of going home after school, I went to my grandma's house. And since I was staying the night with my grandma and I didn't go home first, I didn't have extra clothes to wear to school the next day. And there was no way that I was going to be wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row. So I asked my grandma if she had any extra clothes laying around that I could wear. But the only thing that my grandma had that would actually fit me was this black skirt, floor length, big, huge pink flowers all over it. Now, for me, that was not fashionable by any means. When I was in middle school, long skirts were not fashionable. The skirts that were about like knee length were fashionable. And so like I saw this skirt, floor length, I thought, oh my goodness, I am going to look like my grandma. And so I had to do something about this because, I mean, I couldn't wear the same clothes 2 days in a row. That would be crazy. That would not be good. So I had to wear this skirt. So what I did, instead of wearing this skirt like long all the way to my ankles, I rolled up the top of this skirt until it was about knee length. So as you can imagine, I had this big bulge around my waist from all the extra fabric. Some reason in my middle school brain, I thought that this was more fashionable than having a long skirt. But I will tell you what, I was so embarrassed. So I told you that I had a problem with comparison. Well, this day, I really had a problem with comparison. I know, it's so superficial and doesn't really even matter anyway. I wish I knew back then what I know today, that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay not to follow trends. But have you done that? Have you ever walked into a room, saw another girl or a group of girls, and began to compare yourself to them? And I'm not talking about from a who does she think she is mentality or an I'm better than you mentality, but from an I wish I was blank like her. I wish I had blank like her. I wish I was thin like her. I wish I was beautiful like her. I wish I was trendy like her. I wish my hair was as wavy as hers. I wish my face was as clear as hers. I wish I had friends like her. If the answer is yes, like I said, you're not alone. If we're not careful though, we can get stuck in that same comparison trap that I was stuck in. And let me tell you, it's not a good place to be. Actually, I think it's a pretty dangerous place to be. And many of us are stuck in it. And you may be thinking, dangerous, really? Come on. Yes, dangerous. Because once you're there, it is so hard to break free from. And the longer that you're stuck in it, the harder that it is to overcome it. Now, Is it impossible to become free? No, it's not impossible. With God, all things are possible. But the problem is, instead of seeing ourselves as a beautiful masterpiece created by God, we begin to wish we were somebody else, somebody God never meant for us to be. But why do we compare ourselves to others anyway? Why do we sit there and think, I wish I was blank like her? Well, comparison isn't always a bad thing. For example, you can look at yourself and look at where someone else is and think, that's where I would like to be someday. How do I get there? An example of somebody in my life was our youth pastor's wife. I was a new Christian at the time when I started coming to my church, and I was still a big mess. I had a lot going on the inside that needed to be fixed, that needed to be repaired, that I honestly needed to just let go of and let God have. But I was in a place where I was wanting to learn, I was wanting to grow, and I didn't know how to do it. Well, when I walked into the doors of this new church, which was 20 years ago, when I walked into the doors of this new church, one of the first people that I met was our youth pastor's wife. And she's only a couple years older than me, but I looked at her and I looked at how confident she was, and not confident in her own self, but confident in who God made her to be. And I saw how she carried herself, and she shared with me her story, and her story wasn't the prettiest either. And yet God was able to do an amazing thing in her life. And so I looked at her life and I was like, you know what? I want to be like you someday. I want to overcome this stuff so that it's not holding me back. And in that way of comparison, I began to look up to her as a big sister in Christ. I'd ask her questions about how she studied the Bible and how to pray effectively and really about how to grow in my faith. And I would watch what she did and I would imitate those things that she would do. And I began to grow. So that type of comparison fueled me. It helped me to really step into who God created me to be. That's not the kind of comparison that we're talking about. Many times we compare ourselves to others because of the insecurities that we're facing. Maybe somebody told us that we were ugly. Maybe somebody told us they didn't like what we were wearing. Maybe somebody didn't pay attention to us because we weren't popular enough. Maybe your best friend left you to hang around other people who were more popular. Maybe it's because you desired popularity, so you begin to act like somebody you're not in order to be accepted by others. There are so many things that can fuel those insecurities, but those insecurities produce comparison. And then the more that we compare ourselves to others, the more insecure that we become. It is a vicious cycle, and if we don't stop it, it will continue on for the rest of our lives. I have met grandmas who still struggle with comparison, who struggle with those same insecurities. And the crazy thing about comparison is, it's that it actually leads you not only to think less about yourself, but it can lead to anxiety, to stress, to depression, to eating disorders, to even suicidal thoughts. There was a study done a few years ago by the Dove Self-Esteem Fund that showed that 7 out of 10 girls don't feel like they're good enough and that they don't measure up. This includes the way that they look, how good or bad they do in school, the friendships that they have or lack of friendships, and even their family relationships. Throughout the last couple of years of coaching girls, I will tell you again, I said this earlier, but this is probably one of the biggest things that the girls that I coach deal with. They're constantly comparing themselves to others. They want that perfect body or that perfect hair or that perfect voice or that perfect height or the perfect outfit or the perfect personality. Why is that though? Why is that such a big challenge for us? It's because we have this need to be perfect. The problem, none of us are perfect. And those that we compare ourselves with that we think are perfect, I can guarantee you that if they are honest with you, they will probably tell you that there are things about them that they don't like as well. But how do we overcome these insecurities? How do we break free from this comparison trap? Well, we're going to look at the story of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. Jeremiah is a teenager, and he is dealing with this same exact thing. And we can read about this in Jeremiah chapter 1, and we're going to start with verse 4. And going through verse 8, it says, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said," and this is Jeremiah speaking, "Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a youth. I'm only a teenager. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a youth. For to all whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. So what was the first thing that God said to Jeremiah in this passage? He said, Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew everything about you. Everything. I knew what you're going to look like. I designed it so intricately and so purposely. I knew what your personality was going to be like. I knew what things that you thought were going to be funny. I knew what your interests were because I created you to be that way on purpose. There are certain people that only you can reach, and that's why I created you the way that I created you. According to this verse, the first thing that we need to do in order to overcome our insecurities is find out what it is that God says about us. Find out who it is that God says that we are and begin to speak those things over our lives. So many times we're looking for acceptance and validation from those around us that we start to think that who they see us as, that's how we begin to see ourselves. But just like we say at the end of every podcast episode, ladies, you are beautiful. You are valuable. Your beauty and your value, they don't change just because others fail to see how incredible God made you. But what does God say about you? John 15:16 says that you are chosen by God. Romans 8:16 says you are a child of God if you made Jesus the Lord of your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that you are a new creation in Christ. When you gave your life to Jesus, all that stuff that you did in the past, it's now gone. John 3:16 says that you are so loved by God. 1 John 1:19 says that you are forgiven and free of any guilt from past mistakes. Isaiah 43:4 says that you are precious to God. Isaiah 40:31 says you are strong, and that's just to name a few of them. Ladies, if you're not on our email list yet, I want you to head on over to uncommonteen.com, scroll down on that first page where it says, don't miss a thing, put your email in there, and get on our email list. At the end of this week, on Friday, April 19th, 2024, I am going to be sending out an email, and I'm going to include in there an image that shows you so many different verses of who God says that you are. This will help you to begin to start speaking those things over your life so that those insecurities don't have place in your life anymore. But just like Jeremiah, who had to fight those same insecurities, when we first start to speak who God says that we are, we're going to have those doubts. And Jeremiah did too. It says that Jeremiah's response to God was, God, don't you know who I am? Don't you know what they say about me? Don't you know how they treat me? And that's my paraphrase. But this is what he actually said. He said, Lord, behold, I don't know how to speak, for I'm only a youth. Jeremiah was speaking his insecurities louder than he was speaking what God said about him. But listen to what God says to Jeremiah right after he begins to speak his insecurities. God tells Jeremiah in verse 7, do not say, I am only a youth. So God is telling Jeremiah, don't be speaking your insecurities out loud. Don't be telling yourself that you're ugly. Don't be telling yourself that you're not good enough. Don't be telling yourself that you don't measure up. Don't tell yourself those things. Ladies, your words are powerful. And when you're constantly speaking those insecurities out loud over yourself, it gives those insecurities power in your life. When you're speaking about how you don't measure up, about how you're not good enough, that is exactly what you're going to continue to see in your life because that fuels those insecurities, which fuels that comparison, which fuels that insecurities, which fuels the comparison. Instead of choosing to speak those insecurities, remind yourself what it is that God says that you are. Anytime that those thoughts pop up in your head, anytime that you speak them out of your mouth, I want you to cast them down. No, I don't receive that. And use your words. Like I said, your words are powerful. I don't receive that. That is not who God says that I am. I am not ugly. God says in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that I am beautiful. Therefore, I am beautiful. Lord, I'm not feeling beautiful today, but help me to see how beautiful you made me. You tell me in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that I am beautiful, so that's what I'm going to choose to see today. The insecurity that you're facing today says nobody wants you, that they don't care about you. Ephesians 1:4-6 says that God chose you before the world was even created. He not only knew everything about you, but he also chose you. He made you a part of his family when you accepted Jesus as your Lord, and it made him excited to do so. So much so that when you gave your life to Jesus, God threw a party just for you in heaven. Then the rest of Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7 goes on to say, "For to all whom I send you, you shall go, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord." God is telling us in this verse to not be afraid of what others think, to not be afraid of what others say about you. He has placed everything on the inside of you that you need in order to make a difference for him. He has made you exactly the way that you need to be. And yes, there are some character flaws that we can grow in. Like if we have a short temper, we can really grow in the area of patience and joy. But at the heart of who you are, God created you just the way you are on purpose. And he was satisfied with it. He has placed everything on the inside of you to step into his purpose for your life. And he tells you that he will never leave you. He says in Jeremiah 1:7, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." Ladies, you have God, the creator of the universe, on your side. You don't have to be afraid of the people around you and what they think and what they say. Romans 8:31 says, "If God is for you, who can be against you?" But as you begin to speak what it is that God says about you, it's a process. It won't change overnight. But as you begin to speak what it is that God says about you, at first, it's not going to feel like you believe it because you have believed what the world has told you for so long. But continue to speak it anyway. It's a process. It won't change overnight. But I encourage you, every morning that you wake up, begin to speak those verses about who it is that God says that you are over yourself. When you go to bed at night, speak those verses over yourself. Anytime you catch yourself feeling bad about yourself, or you find yourself comparing yourself to others, speak those verses over yourself. Keep them in your phone if you need to pull them up and remind yourself who it is that God says that you are. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. Don't believe the lies that they're telling you, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And you do that by speaking the word of God over your life. Then the last part of that verse goes on to say that when you do, you will prove what the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. That last part is showing you that it's a process, just like I said. Insecurities don't just fall away overnight. Comparison doesn't just go away overnight. I wish it would, but it's a process. For so many years, we've been telling ourselves these lies, and so now we've got to change those lies into the truth. At first, you're going to find that when you speak God's word over yourself and say, "No, I am beautiful," to that insecurity that says you're ugly, it's not going to feel like you're telling yourself the truth. It's going to feel foreign. It's going to feel like, ugh, like this isn't real. But ladies, keep speaking the truth anyway. That is what that first part of that last verse, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. That's the good. It's good. You're getting there. You're getting better. You're starting. But the more you speak those truths over yourself anyway, no matter how it feels, the more you're going to start seeing that what God is saying is true. And you're going to start to be like, you know what? I think I believe this. I can kind of see that. And those insecurities and that comparison little by little is going to fall away. They'll keep creeping up because the enemy is not creative and he's going to use the same tactics and the same weapons against us all the time. But now you're starting to catch yourself and you're saying, you know what? I'm not going to choose to believe it. This is now moving from the good to acceptable. You're starting to accept it. I'm starting to see it. Some days I feel like I don't really believe it. Other days I feel like, you know what? I got this. You know what? I do believe it. But continue to speak those words over yourself. Don't quit. Continue to speak them over yourself, and you will find those verses, those words that you're speaking over yourself, moves from head knowledge to heart knowledge. It's not that you just know it. Well, yeah, I know that God says that I'm beautiful, but you know it on the inside of you with everything that you've got. I am beautiful. That's the perfect or mature will of God. It takes time, though. Right now, when you're just getting started, is the most challenging because you are retraining your thoughts to align with what God says about you. But don't give up. Keep moving forward. Eventually, you'll look back on your life and be amazed at how far God brought you. Those insecurities aren't holding you back anymore. Now you're walking confidently in who God created you to be. And you're going to find that your friends, that people are going to be drawn to you, and that your friends are going to be better quality than they've been before. You're going to find that God is calling you to step out and do things that you never would have imagined that you'd do before. Ladies, I'm telling you, you keep doing this day in and day out. Every morning when you wake up, every night when you go to bed, during the day when you find these insecurities creeping up, you will find that if you do this after a while, a year, 2 years, you'll look back on your life and think, I cannot believe where God has taken me. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.